Para-X Radio, your source for everything paranormal and beyond.
The views and opinions expressed by the host and its guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X Radio Network, its affiliates, its sponsors, or Paranormal Universal Press, LLC. Paranormal Encounters podcast series is educational, entertaining, and intriguing. Be careful what you wish for.
Careful what you wish for. Ever get that feeling that something might be hanging around?
Good day, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Paranormal Encounters podcast series. The producer and host of this series is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. She will be joining you shortly. Before we meet Dr. Schutz, let me give you some background about her. She is a published author and academic, former legal investigator, and paranormal enthusiast, who holds 4 advanced degrees in the area of higher education and applied communications, with a secondary interest in parapsychology and life-after-death issues. Dr. Schutz travels to haunted locations all over the United States and Europe, seeking out situations to investigate. A sensitive intuitive, Dr. Schutz has had numerous experiences with the paranormal since the age of 9, with her most frightening and recent experience being an oval-shaped floor-length mirror cycling around in front of her in a haunted room she had stayed in. She has photographed apparitions in a screened window, been kicked up into the air, been sat on, choked, put into a trance, attacked, and continuously sought out by the unknown who want to share a message with her. From her personal experiences and in interviewing others, she has written nearly 100 illustrated stories in her book series entitled Paranormal Encounters. The Paranormal Encounters podcast series will initiate with Dr. Schutz first discussing a variety of interesting topics, as well as her personal experiences that will evolve into other segments for your interest, enjoyment, and education. Each podcast episode will be approximately 45 minutes long. Dr. Schutz welcomes your questions and comments. How to contact her or ways to order her books will be mentioned at the end of this podcast.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks again for joining me for another episode of Paranormal Encounters podcast series as published by Paranormal Universal Press, LLC. My name is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. I am the host and producer of this show. Very interesting show tonight. It's going to be a little bit different. It's going to have a twist to it. We are going to discuss talking points. And once in a while, I like to throw in a couple episodes throughout the year regarding interesting discussions I've listened to on other paranormal shows given by very credible individuals, but something that I had not ever thought of before. And of course, with the multitude of paranormal shows out there, mine including, which is one in addition to all of those, well, sometimes you're not aware of all of these interesting topics that others are bringing up. So I thought it would be kind of fun to just have a discussion tonight regarding some of these different types of theories floating around out there. Another thing. So one thing about my book number 10 called Message Received is currently on Amazon. And it's also in Kindle format. I'm very proud of this book. Very proud. I mean, I really worked hard to get it out by April 1st, which did happen. It's about 300 and plus pages, lots of pictures, lots of information, interesting stories, theories, thoughts, definitions, stuff that you would benefit from, because if you want to learn more about the paranormal world and understand it along the way, then I'm certainly trying to present it to you in a way where you will learn and grow and maybe challenge some of the things that might have happened to me in some of my stories. There's probably one or two repeat stories or chapters. Those are the most popular, by the way, that I contain in all of my books. And everything else are stories that you've either heard on my programs here, or I'm adding additional information that I didn't have time to discuss on my programs. Very, very exciting stuff. I'm very proud of this book. And so, anyway, yeah, go to Amazon. You'll see the Kindle version there as well. Order with absolute confidence. And of course, the other thing is, let's not forget Manifestations, because that one, in addition to the new book that I have out, very, very powerful books, especially if you want to learn about the paranormal, but we're too afraid to ask, okay? Let's see. So, go to my website, www.paranormaluniversalpress.com. You'll see the 10 book covers there. The descriptions are at the bottom. You can also listen to all of these Podomatic shows that I put out. There's a tab in the upper right-hand corner. Click on it, go into it, subscribe to it. It's free. And basically, every time I post a new episode, you will know about it. I do see people checking in periodically to see if I've posted something new. I do the same with other shows that I listen to, just to see if they've posted something new or interesting. And I just like to kind of keep up on different stories, different thoughts. So tonight I am actually showing appreciation to those who are stepping forward with new information or information that they're looking at very differently. All right, what else can I tell you? So we've got the book out of the way. I am going to be traveling in the next couple months. I'm going to be traveling to Las Vegas very soon. I will be mentioning that to you in the Haunted Report very briefly. And then I'm also going to be traveling down south. And I am going to stay in a couple of haunted places, one in Iowa, one in Illinois, and anything else along the way, probably later June. And I'm very excited because these two haunted places that I'm going to in particular, they're very well known to be haunted, first of all. But secondly, they both have very different stories about them. So that's exciting, and I hope to bring that to you hopefully when I get back, sometime in July, I guess, is when I hope to bring all this to you. And of course, in Las Vegas, I'm not writing this time around because I managed to get my book done. So People may wonder, well, will there ever be a book 11? I don't know. I like to share with you my best stories ever, and I mentioned that again probably in the Haunted Report coming up here. I think that it's important that every time I have a situation that occurs, that I bring it forward to you so it gives you something to think about. Not necessarily as that what I'm experiencing is absolutely unique, but compared to many people and what I've been going through this past year, I would have to tell you some of this stuff is absolutely unique. So that separates me from the boys from the girls here. I don't see people beating my door down wanting to know all about what I experience. In fact, if anything, people are a little bit more intimidated and scared in hearing about some of these unusual things going on. But anyway, that's at a later time. Okay, what else can I tell you about before we get into our shows tonight? I guess the lineup. So the lineup tonight is going to be The Haunted Report. I think you'll find that to be very interesting. It's all about the light anomalies that are flying in and out of my house on a nightly basis, and what I've been observing for the last month with my night vision camera because of that. Then we're going to get into Ghoulish Chatterbox, and I think you're going to enjoy this Ghoulish Chatterbox with Mildred and, of course, myself, because it's a hopeful segment for something that may be happening to me, which I'll tell you all about in the next few weeks. Now, if it doesn't occur, I'll tell you about it anyway. But right now, I have to keep everything under wraps. But the hint is in the show that you're going to listen to, and then you'll get it figured out relatively quickly as to what could be happening with me. And then, of course, our final segment for the evening is going to be on Talking Points, where I'm going to grab about 5 or 6, maybe if I can, different ideas spoken by different paranormal investigators or ufologists or whoever, that's something that's just kind of different, and I bring it right to you, and then we're just going to have a little discussion on it. So, without further ado, I think we're going to take our first break here, and then we're going to get into the Haunted Report, and then, of course, move right into Ghoulish Chatterbox, and then our main topics for the evening. Stay tuned.
Demons, vampires, werewolves, skinwalkers, all of this and more, Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come. Get lost with us.
Did I hear somebody come in?
Welcome to the Haunted Report. Okay, so where do I begin? I have been, since my last report, I have been watching and studying light anomalies, I can't say that very well, in my house. And chances are very likely that many of you have the same issue going on and you don't even know it. All right, before we get to that main topic here on balls of light flying around homes inside and out. Let me just briefly tell you that I will be traveling again, as always, to Las Vegas next week, actually. And by the time this airs, I will probably be back from Las Vegas. I do not plan to do a lot of ghost hunting or searching on this trip, although I know that every time I'm in Las Vegas, something seems to happen to me. But if I have anything that I encounter, I will be sure to tell you about it. Las Vegas is perhaps one of the most haunted areas in the United States. There are many, many, many haunted areas. You're probably living in a house or a place that is potentially haunted itself. However, some of us choose to go on with our daily lives and not worry about what's happening around us, and that's probably a good plan, by the way. Let's see. Well, book 10, as I mentioned in the introduction, is out on Amazon right now. It's called Message Received. I would say it is a good one, okay? So purchase with absolute confidence. You're going to get the whole bingo bambo in that book. Lots of pictures, lots of illustrations, and lots of thinking going on. So it's I'm actually quite proud of that book. That one and Manifestations, my God, if you put those two together, I could blow up a room with them. All right, so let's see. So go to my website if you're interested, again, at www.ParanormalUniversalPress.com. You will see all 10 of my books on there. I am just absolutely dumbfounded that I managed to get that book done when I set my goal to get it done, and I'm very proud of that. I have absolutely no idea if there'll ever be a book number 11. I am intending to do some ghost searching here this coming year, but I cannot guarantee the types of experiences that I will have. And of course, I only publish my best of my best, okay? So if not, I'll tell you about my mini experiences or what I think could have been an encounter with a ghostly or a spiritual being. And maybe there will be a book 11 someday. I don't know. I just know that book 10 is about 300 and some odd pages long. Again, there's probably one or two at the most duplication chapters in there, only because I talk about them all the time and I know that they add interest. The rest of all the stories in there are brand spanking new. And so go to Amazon, purchase, and enjoy. So for the haunted report tonight, what I have done is I've kind of sat back and I have tried to think about the one phenomena, I guess, that nobody can seem to grasp or get their hands around. And I don't care who you are, you could be the best ghost searcher hunter on this planet. But if you could provide me with an answer to what I'm experiencing here, I think we would all love to just sit up and take note, okay? But I'm going to throw out to you what I've been going through in my own household here for the last month, probably even longer. Actually, it's probably been going on in this house ever since I've purchased it. Don't think I dragged anything in here. I know something might still be in here, but it's very calm and peaceful, and I'm not right now, knock on wood, afraid of anything that I'm encountering. I have talked to a few people about these flying light anomalies, orbs, that I'm capturing on my night vision camera in more than one room. Usually they occur when I am basically exiting for the evening, and I would like to just kind of break that down for you in just a moment and tell you a little bit about what I'm seeing. All right, but before we get to that, I just want to give you a brief description again to help people understand maybe what the commonality is of some of these differences when people see these light anomaly or orbs or balls of light flying through their homes. Some people think they're spirits. Spirits of represent generally loved ones, someone you may have known or a loved one that may have had an attachment to the home that you're living in. Then there's a definition of the ghost. Okay, so what's the difference with the ghost? Sometimes a ghost is something or someone or whatever entity that is still hanging about, could be disgruntled, may not want to cross over, may be too afraid to cross over, and basically is walking the earth, not as a particular loved one who's attached to someone that could still be existing on this earth, but rather someone who caught here, something like that. And then there's these light orbs or these light anomalies, and people want to say, oh, they're my loved one, or they could be demonic. Maybe they're aliens of some sort, right? But what we do know is what you see is an unknown type of energy, and this energy is what many of us are still trying to figure out in the paranormal world. I don't know if we'll ever get the answer to that, quite honestly. If someone has an answer to that, I would love to hear your theory, because I'm just as frustrated as anyone else, and I put my hands up in the air. So these light anomalies, the reason why, again, my husband and I purchased some night vision cameras, and keep in mind that anytime you have something electronic, and I don't operate a K2 meter or anything of that sort in my homes anymore unless I'm absolutely, absolutely desperate. And when I mean desperate, something is just beyond what I can't explain and I need answers. They act oftentimes like a portal, and these portals can bring in unknown energies that you simply cannot get out of your home. One of the things that this all started again, and you will remember me saying this on one of my other programs, that I was in my office late at night. I don't know what I was doing. I was doing something, probably typing my book or a chapter for my book, and I heard the door downstairs open and close. Very clear, very obvious, and I'm in the furthest point of the house that you can imagine, or at least my room is. I thought at first my husband was looking at something outside at 1 o'clock a.m. in the morning. I mean, we drag around this house at all hours usually. But instead he came down the hallway and he had asked me if I had heard the door open and close. And he looked like he came out of a dead sleep. And there is no reason why he would ever pull a stunt. Trust me, he wouldn't. And of course, I looked at him, and the first thing I thought was, oh God, right? Now, I have had, again, a couple people in this house that have pointed out potential portals where things are coming in and potentially leaving through. I've tried to get these portals closed up, and sometimes it seems to be calm for a period of time, and then sometimes it seems like, there's activity all over again. Right now, I'm in my office taping this. It's around 20 minutes to midnight, and usually what happens is the activity, if it's true that orbs do not like light because it burns them or it's damages them or they just simply don't like it, or maybe they do and we just can't see that. Once I leave my office, I will start watching the night vision footage that happens in my office. And what I've been noticing, and I know that this is happening to a lot of you and you have no idea that this is going on, and a lot of times you can't feel these things anyway, I do see them coming through the walls, not only within the house, but from outside of the house, coming in through a window, coming in through a wall. I've also noticed some of these light anomalies, when they propel themselves, they will get brighter, or when they're moving, they use their energy to, and it just, you can see it in the night camera, how it brightens, and it just kind of, some people say this is scatter or dust or bugs or something of that sort, or moisture or whatever. And I hate to beg to differ, but I have showed many people these videos, and I said, how could this be dust? This, there's no way. How could this be scatter? No way. about a week ago, I apparently started laughing in my sleep. Let me tell you, I never laugh in my sleep. I just finally kicked the habit of snoring quite a while ago. And there was a point, I think you'll remember, there's a show that I have. You'll have to go and search for it. It's not probably within 20 down on from my most recent, when I had 16 attachments on me and I had a couple of experts remove these attachments from me, where I woke up in the middle. I didn't wake up in the middle of the night. It was like I was in a trance. It was very bizarre. And I sat up a little bit, but it was like I was vomiting air. It was the most unusual experience I have ever gone through in my life. And I just vomited and vomited and vomited air. And it was just so weird. Anyway, my husband claims that about a week ago or so, I sat up kind of in the same manner. And I have absolutely no idea why I was laughing. But I did look at him and I said, are you sure it was me that was laughing? I seem to attract whatever is around me. I cannot always explain it. I would bet many of you have attachments that are on you as well, and you don't even know about it. You don't feel them sometimes. Sometimes I feel like something talks through me. I don't exactly know who is talking through me. There's things that are just weird. But back to the light anomalies, I want to try to tell you a little bit more about them. So when we first put the cameras in and I first started noticing them, at first it took me back. I thought, oh my God, I've got an infestation in my house of these light anomalies flying everywhere. But one of the things that I noticed was that when they're in our bedroom, they would, some, not all, would fly into me and fly out of me. And it's kind of strange, really, because there are times when I noticed my legs moving, but I didn't really necessarily feel anything go in there. But it was just kind of weird. So my husband and I started doing some religious types of prayers using holy water, and I attempted to talk with whatever this was hanging about in my house or coming into my house, and just asking that they just stop flying into my body, in and out of it. Well, believe it or not, and I've been watching the footage, it's like watching paint dry, by the way, for many, many days now, and I've noticed that that has stopped. The amount of orbs splitting and coming into the home from the ceiling, from below us, you know, like they shoot up through the floor, through the walls. I have noticed that that has really gone down significantly to maybe one or two. But what I also notice is sometimes I see babies coming in. It's just really weird. And but what's more compelling about this is just the fact that they have a light. They propel themselves by exerting some kind of a light, and then, of course, flying all around the place. So, anyhow, I have a feeling this is going to go on forever. They do not appear to be harmful. I don't exactly know what it is. I have watched these in other situations outside, and these are the same things outside that come inside. I do not know whether they are a spirit or a ghost or an alien or something else, or just a untamed ball of light that wants to fly around somewhere. I cannot explain that. I don't know if I'll ever be able to, but I'm all ears if somebody has any ideas about that. So once this taping is over tonight and I go to bed, I will be watching, and I would say that there will be something that will show up. It'll come down from the ceiling or propel itself and go through the wall to go outside or whatnot. I even watched one or two go into, I have a mannequin, not with a head, by the way, that has a dress kind of form on it, and I use that as a decoration in my office because I'm an artist, and sometimes I use it as a something to work with. I even noticed that some of them were trying to fly into that and out of that, and I found that to be very interesting because, of course, it's just a form, and but it looks like a human body, the shape of a female body. Anyway, that is my haunted report for now. I will be traveling next week to Las Vegas. And again, I'll report anything that may have happened to me there. I will be traveling down south in the second half of June. And why that's important is because I will be staying at two haunted bed and breakfasts, one in Iowa and one in Illinois. And they both have two different types of stories to them. So I am excited to be able to try to report something to you or nothing to you about both of those situations when July comes around and I'm able to put them, of course, voice to my podcast. Anyway, that is my haunted report. My haunted report is I've got balls of light flying around my house, in my rooms, in my bedroom. Not necessarily in all my rooms, though. Not necessarily. And cannot tell you what they are. Don't know who they are. I do know they come in from outside. I do know they come in from the ceiling. I know they go down, shoot themselves downstairs, and then shoot themselves up and all that. I do watch them propel themselves. I'm not afraid of them. They don't appear at this time to be harmful. I don't feel any different having them in here. I just don't know what they are. Anyway, here ends the haunted report for this evening.
I found it at last! Marla's Sacred Cauldron. This is the legendary artifact that has been whispered about in hushed tones for hundreds of years, and now it's mine! All mine!
Who dares defile the sanctity of my castle walls? Step away from the cauldron, you impertinent, muddy metal maltworm.
Never! I've spent half my lifetime trying to discover your age-old secret of stirring the cauldron!
Oh, for Merlin's sake, that's no deep, dark secret. Just tune into the Para-X Radio Network Thursday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern for more cauldron stirring than you can shake a wand at.
Oh, well, in that case, I guess I don't need to take up any more of your time, so I guess I'll be going!
Not just yet. We've got a little unfinished business to take care of.
That's Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network.
Do you often sleep
with the lights on?
Ghoulish.
Welcome to America's favorite game show, You Only Live Once. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, where the prizes you win on this show end up either at a garage sale or out in your dumpster. Fabulous, fabulous prizes. Why would anyone want to throw them or give them away? I don't know. Well, let's meet our one and only contestant. Your name, please?
Mildred.
Mildred, why on earth did you sign up for this show?
Because, Dr. Kelly, you only live once.
Good one, Mildred. Good one. Are you ready to win some fabulous garage sale prizes tonight?
I sure am, Dr. Kelly. But first, can I go to the bathroom?
You sure can go to the bathroom, Mildred. And, of course, while we wait for you, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome back, Mildred. By the way, thanks for flushing. Okay. So tonight we're going to feel a little bit of challenges coming on here. We will do just fine.
Oh, Dr. Kelly, I'm just so nervous. I just know I'm going to mess up.
You're going to do just fine. Plus, we have fabulous, fabulous prizes that we're going to give out. So here we go. We're going to start at a very basic level of questions here. Question number one.
Oh, I just don't know if I can do this. I'm just so nervous.
Who lives longer, boys or girls? The clock starts now.
Oh, my goodness. I'm, like, under so much pressure. Oh, I think I'm going to pass out and faint. Boys or girls? Girls or boys? Oh, well, my Aunt Susie lived till...
Time's up, Mildred. Give me an answer. This is for a dust kit for your kitchen. Fabulous prize. What is your answer? Boys or girls?
Boys?
Sorry. Wrong answer. Very sorry. The correct answer is girls.
What a tough crowd. And by the way, why are they clapping?
All right, Mildred, let's get into our next question. Question number two. If you were stranded on a desert island all by yourself, what would you do first? The clock starts right now.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I'm on a desert island by myself. Let me see. Scream for help. Possibly collect some wood. Make a fire. And oh yeah, I know I'm gonna be hungry and I'm gonna need a snack. So find some bananas to eat or climb a tree and get them.
Mildred, I don't think this is an island that has bananas.
Well, then I guess I'm going to starve on this island.
Come on, Mildred. The time is ticking away. What is your final answer?
Oh, geez. I have absolutely no idea how to answer this question.
Time's up. Give me an answer.
Find Maynard?
Sorry. Wrong answer. The answer to this question is, who knows?
What kind of an answer is that? That's not even fair. By the way, what did I lose on that one?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you about the fabulous prize. The fabulous prize for this one was a brand new...
Oh, I hope it's a phone,
No, a brand new pair of bath towels. After all, a girl can't have too many bath towels.
Oh.
Let's go into question number 3. What's that noise? Wait a second. Mildred, are you actually sleeping on this game show?
Sorry, Dr. Kelly. I must have dozed off. After all, you only live once. Proceed. What's the next question?
Mildred, this is for the final question of the evening. This is an important one. And this one is the grand prize of them all. The fabulous prize for this question is winning a trip to your local grocery store.
Oh, goody! Just what I need. I have no pockets for money. I don't even have any money, and I'm going to my grocery store. I guess I don't need any money.
Mildred, stay focused. All right, here's your question. I am holding up in my hand a jar of marbles. How many marbles are in this jar? The clock starts right now.
Oh, geez. I would rather be sleeping. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mildred, don't count out loud.
Oh, this is 6, 7 times 3. I can't even add or subtract yet. I'm too young. Let's see. It's a fabulous prize to a grocery store. Who wants that? Of course, yet the prices are a little steep these days. Maybe that is a good prize.
Come on, Mildred. I need an answer. Give me an answer, Mildred.
Let me see. I'm counting them. Oh, that's a pretty one.
Mildred, give me an answer. How many marbles are in this jar?
I would like to say 10.
You are correct. That is the correct number, and you have just won a fabulous prize. A trip to your local grocery store. On us.
Goody! Is candy involved?
Candy is definitely involved.
Woo-hoo!
And the crowd goes wild. Well, everyone, we thank you so much for listening to You Only Live Once. And again, if you want to come onto this show, you just let me know. And I will slot you in, because after all, you will probably be the only one who only lives once. Take care, everybody, and good night. Well, that was certainly enjoyable now, wasn't it? So, let's get into our main segment for this evening. Our main segment will be on a variety of talking points. These talking points will be the educational portion of this podcast. Well, before I get right to it, I think I need to clarify the very first talking point once again. And just about the time I, as usual, tell my audience something. Something turns around and decides to prove me differently. So last night, after I recorded a portion of this program, I went to bed, and I think it was probably around, 1:15 to 1:30 a.m.? Anyway, I decided not to review any footage from my office or any other room because, and I'm talking night vision here regarding the flying orbs around the house. Well, this morning I was notified by my husband that I apparently woke him up last night while I was in a dead of sleep and started talking to him, telling him that I could hear something in the house. Why is this important? Am I, A, experiencing some form of anxiety that's causing me to do some sleep talking? B, do I get so into my shows that all of a sudden I now take my work to bed with me? Or C, was something in my room causing me to start mumbling again that something was among us? I don't know. I think the answer to this question is all of the above. And let me explain. One of the things that I didn't mention during the haunted report, or in the introduction probably, was that there's also a theory out there that a lot of times some of these flying orbs or this orb activity, there's a theory out there that says that could it be possible that this energy that's flying around amongst us is actually from us, ourselves? Question mark. Well, and that's a debatable question, actually, because if I were to expel a lot of energy within my room, my office, or wherever I am in the house, then, and that includes sleeping in bed, is this type of energy coming out of me while I sleep, forming into some type of light anomaly and floating around the house? Well, I'm a little bit on the fence that it's actually coming from me. Part of the reason why I say this is because I've had originally set up the night vision cameras in other rooms in the house where I don't even go in there half the time. And very rarely, I mean, in the beginning it was more, but very rarely will I ever see any orb or anomaly flying around in a room where I'm not present. Now, you're going to say, well, there's your key right there. The whole thing, you just said it. You're not present, so therefore you're not expelling in some way or emitting from your body in some way some type of energy that may actually be coming out of you. Well, there is the possibility that there might be some truth to that. However, let me beg to differ. When I was downstairs and I had set up a different type of camera downstairs, this is in my basement, I actually saw, this was way back in the beginning when these things were set up, I actually saw in the distance across the room in my basement an orb slowly moving its way across the room and propelling itself, as in, like, you know, hitting the gas, as they say, and propelling itself to go through a wall. This is what I have been experiencing when watching the night vision cameras generally. When these orbs are coming through a wall or wanting to go up into the ceiling or go straight down into the floor to down to the next room below it or whatnot, I actually see in the night vision camera, that extra thrust or that vibrant white, what do I say it, the extra energy that it takes, the brightness, I guess is what I'm saying, of this orb propelling itself and preparing itself to go through something. Now, I find that kind of interesting in a way because I guess I never really thought that if you're in an orb-type form that you would need to propel yourself with some thrust to go through a wall, to go out of a wall, to come in from the outside through the window or whatever. I don't know. I'm not buying into it real big here. Anyway, I wanted to follow up and tell you that I do barely recall, my saying something to my husband that I heard something. But I can also tell you that I actually did hear something. I was awake enough to have heard some type of muffling, but the muffling was coming from down the hallway, which, by the way, is where my office is from my master bedroom. I cannot tell you what woke me up or why I said that. I cannot. But I also can tell you one more thing. I have some very naughty light anomalies who decided after all this time, and I thought I was in the clear all this time, flying in and out of my body once again, okay? And there was a lot of activity in our bedroom last night. They were shooting up from the floor. They were shooting down from the ceiling. They were coming through a certain location in the wall, which leads me to believe that there might be a portal there. I did see them actually kind of go through me, and I did see my body move at one point, which is interesting because I can't ever feel these things. So, anyway, enough on the light anomalies. I'll keep you posted, especially if something happens in here that's really interesting. Otherwise, it's still a mystery to be determined. Talking point number two. I think, I was listening to a few programs and I thought, you know, I have never really addressed this talking point before, and I want to see what you guys think about it, and I want you to kind of just think about it in general for the moment. And interesting program, and this gentleman was talking about stairways and how haunted stairways can be and why people have a tendency to feel a little bit apprehensive going up or down a stairway. And I had to sit and think about this just for a moment, and I would have to agree. Every time I go up and down a stairway, I do have a little bit more anxious energy that goes on inside of me that may collect in the stairwell in some way just based on the fact that I don't want to fall down. I have fallen down the stairs ever since I was a child. I cannot tell you why I fall down the stairs. I blame it on the fact that I can't seem to peripherally see where the stair is. You know, I've been known to fall off platforms before too. Okay, but in my house here, yes, there were two occasions, one coming from upstairs, one going down to the basement, where I actually felt like something smooth gliding underneath my foot, which caused me to fall down each of those times, nearly causing some pretty big damage to my body. One time it involved, I believe, a bruised toe, which, and if any of you have ever had a bruised toe, you know how they hurt, okay? And you know how long it takes for that to heal. Another time, decided to go ahead and just practically crack my back in half. Fell down. So what I've done ever since is every time I see stairs, I hang on to the rail because I know that if I don't fall down it from my peripheral vision, something's going to glide underneath my feet and cause me to fall down the stairs. But I thought that that was kind of an interesting thing. So what do you think about stairways? Do you ever find yourself being a little bit more on the cautious side when you are tackling walking down the stairways? I would bet some of you would say, well, yes, actually I do. Have you ever captured anything like a ghostly image or anything that might be in the stairways, considering a lot of people do actually capture ghostly mists and things that look like an image. Have you ever noticed that when people put their pictures up in a stairwell, just like if you were to watch TV like and you would see a haunted house, how the picture sometimes is kind of tilted or slanted? Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, then they just didn't put it up properly, because that's just a natural thing that it would do over time, is to tilt and turn and all that. Well, I beg to differ once again. I'm thinking back to my second house. Where I knew, we knew there was something in that house. It was obvious. That's the house where it practically choked me to death, in our master bedroom. But it liked to hang out in the bathroom. And there was one day when I was walking out of that bathroom where I actually noticed that I had a plaque that was on the wall. It was impossible for this plaque to be turned in any way. And it was actually literally turned kind of on its side, just as you would see if you're watching a cartoon and you see these pictures or portraits on the wall kind of slanted and turned in a way that makes them uneven. It was very interesting, because to this day, we had no idea how that happened. But I just knew that it had something to had to do with the ghost in the bathroom. So anyway, I want you to think about your stairways the next time you photograph something there and ask yourself, why is there so much energy expelled into a stairway? Well, because people have a certain level of anxiousness. I agree with the person who was talking about stairways, about this type of unsettled energy. And I do believe that since they are traveled up and down a lot, and a lot of this energy gets expelled while you're going up and down for whatever reason, that can certainly happen. Okay, let's get into something creepy, shall we? Let's go to talking point number 3. Now, this one I don't know much about. I am learning a little bit about it. I've heard a little bit about this, but I thought I'd bring it forward to you just to give you something to think about. This, I listened to a program with a speaker, two speakers actually, one different programs. One was with a Scott Duchesne, and another one was with a Michael Latz. Okay, both different programs. And this one was on bioluminescent aerial and ground organisms that emit light. Okay, so why do I find this to be extra creepy? Well, UFOs come to mind. People look into the sky, they see these bioluminescent, aerial kind of looking orbs / bright lights / blinking lights / whatever you want to call it. And sometimes they just absolutely do not know what they are. All right, so this Scott Duchesne is talking about these mystery lights in the sky, and that he has actually seen, as well as one host on a radio show, something that looks like a mushroom-shaped, very sea-like creature kind of thing, sometimes as big and as wide as 200 feet tall, emitting a very strong luminescent light, green, red, blue, orange, colors like that, okay? And people will see these lights in the air and they'll think that there's something else. And so he would like to bring forth the fact that they are actually some kind of an aerial organism that resides in the air. My only thing about this is that I fly a lot and I don't know how far up these things actually are. But my question to him would be, at what height or at what level did you actually see these things that you talk about and speak of that illuminate these colors that often give everybody maybe a different impression of as to what they are, because they are quite unique and different. And that would be my first question, because I fly a lot, and I can honestly tell you that when I'm staring out that window, you know, praying we're not going to crash, that I don't see anything up there except the clouds. And I don't know where these things are hiding out, or where maybe there's a particular place where these things are actually being seen. But yeah, so, and then of course there's this thing called the Kohoke light, which is talked about significantly somewhere on a railroad track that has some kind of a bright orb-like luminescent glowing, floating, moving type orb, where people have reported that sometimes it's yellow, moves down the railroad track, can be very big, can be very bright, like a big orb. And theory has it that there was a killed railroad worker, sometimes someone walking on the railroad with a lantern, headless. Something about a phantom train that sometimes shows up with this light but then disappears. Talked about going back in the Civil War days was carrying or traveling with wounded soldiers. This is that Kohoke light. And I think those are very important and interesting. And the reason why I say that is because these big lights are a collection of energy, I would presume, of something. And this is what we're seeing in smaller forms and shapes flying in and out of homes, outside, you know, around these night vision cameras. Again, don't know what they are, don't know what type of energy this is, don't know what collection or collective energy it is either, but I found particularly the aerial organism, of the bioluminescent aerial organism that looks like a mushroom-shaped kind of sea monster thing up there in the sky, as well as the one that's that goes on this certain railroad track. I find that to be very coincidentally interesting. Need to look into that a little bit more down the road. Well, our time is up. But I want to thank you very much for listening to Paranormal Encounters podcast series. It is my hope to get some guests on for the rest of this year. And if not, I hope to bring you some more interesting topics to which you can potentially think about. As they say, nighty night, and we'll talk to you again. Take care.